Some things are just better together. Chips and salsa, sports and friends. Breezeline Internet and mobile. Get gig internet with a free month when you order online, plus a free mobile line for a year. It's everything you need at home or on the go. Visit breezeline.com today.
Ray Foley.
Hello, Today FM Monday afternoon.
Can I get a hey-o?
Hey-o!
Can I get a hey-hey-hey?
Hey-hey-hey! No, it would appear no. Can I get it? No, I can't get it. I asked for it. I ordered it. I put in an order on the app. I was expecting to arrive any day now. I put in my air code in there. I was like, can I get hiya? Hello, can I get a hey-hey-hey? And then I can't.
That's the supply chain, right?
I'm going to leave a negative review on their Google. On their Google. One star on the Google. On the Google. What's that thing where you can't remember... you can't remember a saying. You know, like sayings. You know, sayings.
I'm aware.
You know, the way you can't remember sayings. I can never remember sayings like, don't look in the mouth of a horse with gifts. And the gifted horses. If there's a gifted horse, don't look at it.
Mm.
And especially don't look at its mouth.
I can never remember the fool me once and then there's something else and well, then fool
George,
me twice.
George W. Bush had that issue. Fool me. Yeah. The message is don't fool me.
You can't get fooled again is what he said at some point.
So
the actual one is fool me once, shame on you.
Yeah.
So fool me twice, shame on me.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But he went a little bit awry.
That seems very easy now that you say it. But
thank you.
If I was to try and repeat that back, I'd be like, fooling what? Fool, I'm a fool. A bird in the hand is worth two you kill with one stone. They're just hard to remember. Yeah. What's this? This is the books and the covers. The books and the covers. Someone sent me this on Instagram over the weekend. Alice.
You know what? In life, man.
He's already trying to think of it. In life.
Don't cover the judge by...
whoa.
Yeah. Don't judge the
don't cover the judge.
Cover, just the book. Aye, man. Don't put the cover. Book. Aye. Don't, whatever. Don't do it. Just don't do it.
Nelly. Hot in here. This is FM. Hey, play the music you love. Ray Foley in. Monday. It's very bright in here. It's very bright in here. Give me a second.
Oh, that's better.
Isn't that better?
Oh, isn't that nicer?
Oh, much nicer.
Yeah, my eyeballs were getting seared there. Thanks.
Do you know what? I was getting a tan under those lights. It was ridiculous.
You were crisping up nicely.
I had to put on my piss booing. I had to put on my Factor 40 piss booing under those lights. It was absolutely ridiculous. All right, good afternoon. The gang's all here.
Hi there.
Nelly Hutton here. Have you ever heard the elderly choir singing Nelly Hutton here? Do you remember that?
I have not, no.
I have to go find a few now. Are you familiar with the elderly choir?
I'm not. I'm very interested to know.
They're old elderly choir. Oh, hang on. Hot in here.
This is like the opposite version of kids saying the funniest things. This is old people doing things you don't expect them to do.
They look like... do you remember the old nuns in Sister Act?
Yeah.
It looked like they got all the old nuns in Sister Act. But by the way, it's not the old nuns from Sister Act. And by the way, they don't have the talent of the old nuns from Sister Act either. But it's a choir of old people singing Hot in Here. This is the FBC Senior Adult Choir. Hang on, is this? This is Eminem. There was a Hot in Here one, hang on.
One moment.
Do you know what? I'd be very nervous about them. Sure, if they're an elderly choir, they wouldn't be swearing.
Well, they're wearing robes. They wouldn't be swearing.
Mm-hmm. Let's see if there's a different one. No, they're not. That it says it. Oh, here we go. Here we go.
It's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes.
I'm getting so hot. I'm
it's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes. It's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes.
I'm getting so hot.
Under-rehearsed, I think.
Oh, Oh, stop making me laugh. Oh, I've got a sore back today.
Oh, no.
Yeah, new year, new me. So I started training a couple of weeks ago with a personal trainer called Shane. Shane is about 12 years old and he's in immaculate physical condition. Very upsetting, as you can imagine, for a man who's not 12 years old and definitely not in immaculate condition. So I've gone to Shane for a few weeks and Shane, oh, I arrived, warmed up and then did one exercise. And then for the second exercise then Shane says to me, he picked up these two weights, these dumbbells, pick them up and he says, you just hold them and you walk along with them and do some lunging and squatting and all that kind of business. I said, yeah, man, this is fine. It's perfect. I can do that. So he said, I'll put them down here. You pick them up. So
that's the first test.
So he put them down.
Yeah.
And he stepped away.
Okay, so that was all fine.
And I bent over and picked them up. And midway through lift, something went in my back, right? And I got up the rest of the way. And I, he immediately knew, in fairness to him, he's got an incredible intuition.
Right.
He immediately intuited.
Right, instincts.
That something was wrong. I think it was by the way I went, oh!
Right, never a good sign in the gym, no.
Oh! He said, is he all right? I said, I think I may have done something. He said, put them down. He said, because I'm standing holding them at this stage.
Yeah, you're frozen in position there.
This is the thing. He says, put them down there. Give yourself a break. I said, I can't. I couldn't bend over. Oh, I was upright. I said, you're going to have to take them off me.
Did you turn around very slowly and leave the gym then?
I'm flop sweating just thinking about it because, of course, I wasn't the only person there. There's loads of people around. There's other trainers. There's other people working out. There's people using the gym, just like regularly using the gym. I'm like, here, take this one. Now take the other one. So he said, sit down there over there. So I took a seat. And he's chatting away. He's like, yeah, this is perfectly normal. You know, just you got to pace yourself. Take it nice and easy. Stretch it out and everything's going to be fine. I said to him, I think I'm going to faint. He said, you might want to take the rest of the class off. I said, okay, I'll see you next week. Bye. Stretch it out. Right. But we're all coming. Bye. Keep on moving. You're on Today FM. We play the music you love. Good afternoon, friends. Welcome on in Monday. Welcome to a new week. New week, new you. It's, well, let's do a roll call, actually. Good afternoon. Ray's here, JP's there.
Ancho.
Orla Ormond.
Ancho.
In the house. Redzer's been on and on show. This is why you should only use the assisted weight machines. I'm going to remember this when I'm at, what's an assisted weight machine? What's that?
Is that like a, they call it a Smith machine, don't they? Where it's, the weights aren't free. They're sort of stuck in the frame of the machine, so they move quite smoothly.
A Smith machine?
A Smith machine.
I ain't never heard that expression. Can we get a Foley machine with no weights in it? I'm at the gym on Wednesday and I no doubt burst out laughing from Redzer. Do you know what the problem, the action, had I known how heavy the weights were that I picked up, I would have picked them up like they were heavy. Do you know what I mean? It's just that he had picked them up and made them look light. So
and
I was
he's
like,
quite strong.
Yeah, well, obviously. So I bent over to pick them up and it was only when I was, say, a quarter of the way up, I was like, oh, Jesus. And then there was the thought of like, well, there's no backing out now. Keep going. Then halfway up, three quarters of the way up, regret. 100% of the way up, tears. Hi, Ray, I get my sayings mixed up. Oh, yeah, this is the gentleman at the beginning. Getting your judging by a book by its cover mixed up.
You know what?
What?
In life.
In life, yeah. With the judging a book by its cover. What?
Don't cover the judge by... Don't judge the...
No, don't judge a book by its cover.
Don't... Whatever. Don't do it. Just don't do it.
Okay, all right, okay. Sound advice. Don't do it. 0874 100102. I got my sayings mixed up before and I said I'm running around the... I'm running around like a blue-arsed chicken. So it's a headless chicken and a blue-arsed fly. You could be also in and out like a fiddler's chicken. Or you could be in and out like a fiddler's blue arse fly. Mm. From Nicola, who says she loves the show. Hey, cheers, Nicola. The other one is, how are you or how's it going? And mixing the two of them up and going, how are you going? Which I think is kind of an Australian thing, isn't it? How are you going?
Yeah. How are you going?
Or mixing up hi and hello and going, hi-lo. On show, is it wrong that I'm not moping around because of Blue Monday from Enda in Navan? Enda, I'm with you, sir. I'm not buying into this Blue Monday nonsense. If anything, because everyone else is doing it, you can do the opposite. So are the rest of us. Sorry, Mr. Foley, I won't be in today because I think I'm going to faint from Damien and Kevin. Damien, just take it easy. Stretch it out. And Ray and gang, it's Sinead here, freezing on show while telling myself the fingerless gloves make me look edgy when in fact I just look like a member of Dexy's Midnight Runners from Sinead and Cork. Sinead, you look classy, babes. And you know what? Very handy for using the touchscreen on your phone. And as we said, this is the weekend you're on Today FM. That's the weekend and Ariana Grande, Save Your Tears. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Hello there. Feeling nice? You feeling nice?
Groovy.
Nice and groovy. How's Owen? 0874-100-102. Owen?
Hey, Ray.
Hey, lovey.
So we're back. You hurt your back. Yeah. You're still in work.
I'm in bits.
You're pure legend, Ray.
What?
Pure legend. Hope the team looked after you.
Here's the thing, Owen. There's no heavy lifting involved in radio. If anything, I haven't done any heavy lifting radio since I was a newsreader back in like 1999, 2000. Honestly, this is soft lifting.
Maybe a hot water bottle on the outback. Lovely jubbly.
I don't know if a hot water bottle is the way to go, is it?
Is it heat or cold you need? I never know.
The internet has given me conflicting results. Some websites are saying put ice on it. Other websites are saying put a hot water bottle on it.
Maybe you should alternate between hot and cold. Get the old circulation going.
I've decided I'm just going to pop every pill that there is in the second drawer.
That'll work too.
Owen on show. Shout out to the Kuna crew. Everybody, have a wonderful day.
Cheers, love.
Get in.
Cheers, sweetheart. And we've got a birthday as well, actually.
Yes, indeed. Give me your number.
Will I call the mobile or will I call the landline?
Oh, try the mobile, sure, and see what happens.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, I'm in bits. But I'm not going to come. You know me now. I'll soldier on. It's ringing. Who's this I'm ringing?
This is Kate.
I'm well. It's Blue Monday. This is Liberty Pharmacy in Thurles. And it's someone's birthday today, and they want us to wish them a happy birthday. They're not answering the goddamn phone, though.
No, they're not, are they?
I'll try the landline.
Okay. Please hold. Contingency plan, here we go.
I'll drop that, and I'll dial this instead.
Oh, man. Jeez, when we get a birthday shout-out, jeez, we're on it. We're going to follow through. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean, jump up.
Yeah.
It's ringing.
That sounds like Tipperary to me.
Hello.
Hello, yes.
Hello, is that the pharmacy?
Yes, it is, yes.
Hello there, Today FM calling. Ray Foley's my name. Who's this?
This is Kate here.
Hi, Kate there. Did you text into us?
I did, yes. Yeah.
It says, hi, I hope you're well today. Blue Monday. Are you feeling blue in the chemists today?
No, we're not.
That's because you're pilling like lunatics.
Yeah, we're very special birthday here in the pharmacy today.
Oh, she works in the pharmacy
with
you?
Yeah, she does, yeah. She's here right beside me, so I'm going to put her on the phone, yeah?
Yeah, I do. She's mortified.
Yeah, she's not able to fire.
Ray Foley on the phone there.
Hello.
Hello, Ray.
Who's that?
It's Emma.
Emma?
How are you?
I'm calling with a little bit of love and a little bit of good wishes because
Excellent. We
want to say to you, Emma, today... Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Emma.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Emma.
Oh, thank you very much, Ray. Thank you. That's made my day now, so.
How old are you now?
How old am I?
Yeah.
Oh, 21 again.
She's 21 again. That's
21
it.
Again.
It keeps coming around faster and faster, I find.
I know, yeah. Every year.
Have you got any, aside from your colleagues, who else is looking after you today?
My family, my partner,
everyone
all the people that I love.
What's your partner's name?
Con.
Lots of love to Con then today. He better spoil you when you get home.
I will be.
Two birds, one stone, right? Two birds, one stone.
What?
Emma, what have you gotten a strong painkiller from my colleague Ray Foley here? Actually, don't ask.
I need a script.
Listen, congratulations. Have a lovely day. Happy birthday.
Thanks very much.
And lots
Thanks
of love
very much.
From
love
Kate.
The show, Ray.
Hey, cheers, sweetie. Emma. celebrate a big birthday today. 21 plus VAT, as it said. Right, stick around. Play some Ed Sheeran for you next right here. Hello, hello, let's play. Today FM playing the music you love. Good afternoon, welcome to Monday. Ray Foley in the afternoons and, yeah, mixed up words. Don't judge a book. Don't book the judge.
Come on, Ray.
Don't judge a book by its. Don't.
Whatever. Don't do it. Just don't do it.
Just don't do it. Noel's over there. 0874 100 102. Noel.
Good afternoon, Ray.
Good afternoon, sir.
Just talking about getting words mixed up there. My mother went one time into Woody's DIY,
okay,
and asked for a Durex colour card.
Well, people are very particular about the colours.
Yeah.
Of their Durexes.
Yeah.
So maybe you'd want a whole palette.
You've got purple, you've got red, you've got blue.
You don't want to rush into anything, no, though. You want to see what all the options are before you make your decision.
Obviously, now we know she meant Dulux colour cards. So I don't know what sort of colour she was thinking of.
Okay, right.
What sort of colour contraceptive would look good on the wall of a house? It was a kitchen we were doing at the time. But
that's it, you see. Well, you need. Do they do testers?
I've got test cards.
On the wall of the bedroom.
That's what she'd done. And needless to say, she left the... left the shop pretty mortified.
Yeah.
It's Noel here, by the way. And Ray, love the show.
Hey, cheers, darling. She was a whole different shade herself when she walked out. And Owen, this is different Owen about my back, is it?
Yeah, another Owen.
Right. Hey, Owen.
Hey, Ray, you're an absolute superstar coming into work.
Do you know what? I'm not fishing for compliments.
Are you not?
But I'm loving that I'm getting them. Cheers, Owen.
Bad back.
Yeah.
What you need to do is decompress it. Get yourself a back roller, put it on the part that's sore, lie on it.
This is the back roller job.
Have we got anything I can roll on? Have we got anything over there? What about the shock?
That'd work, yeah.
I can roll on that.
Will that take you? That'll take your weight. I'm not joking.
I know you're not joking. I'm going to have to get my finger stuck in it.
Oh. You're having a bad day. Medic!
I'm not joking. My finger is stuck.
And that's your button pressing finger. Oh. He's also not joking. He's not joking.
It's really sore.
I know. I've done that before.
This is the... Oh.
There's no easy way to do it, Ray.
Oh, after taking the top of me finger. Oh, God.
Owen, what have you got for a missing finger?
It's the disinfectant wipe tube. A tube of disinfectant wipes. I'm after getting it out now. Oh, God. It nearly bit the finger off me.
You don't want to watch yourself today.
I was pushing the wipes back into the...
All right, so I can roll on this thing, can I?
Yeah.
I'll give it a go. Hang on, please hold. So sorry, Owen, you were saying, sorry, go on.
And then slowly allow gravity to bring your legs down.
Right.
Pushing the spine back where it should be.
All right, okay, I'll give this a go. Here we go.
I'll just give it a...
Lie down here and...
Yeah, you get that down there, right?
Just let gravity do it. Gotta let gravity. Oh, Jesus. Did you hear that?
I heard something, yeah.
I'll give it another roll, will I?
Yeah.
Here we go. Mother of God. Did you hear that?
I heard something. Did you hear that?
Ray Foley.
Oh, thanks, Owen. I feel like a new man. Stay on Today FM. How well she...
That's over already, Jake. Yeah. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Right.
There should be a hooey kind of a hooey whinge at the end of that, shouldn't there? A kind of a
Oh, let's see how it goes. That was when I ruled the world. Everybody, all together now. You know the words. Who? Chris Martin and the boys from Coldplay. Today FM playing the music you love. Good afternoon, welcome to Monday. It's Ray Foley there. Are we bringing our pal, our buddy, our pal? Well, you can do that.
Yeah.
Ladies, gentlemen, boys and girls. The man lighting up the dance floor and dancing with the stars. We saw him on the telly last night. The one and only Kevin McGahern joins us in studio today.
Whoa,
there he is.
Coming in hot, baby.
You're live, no swearing. Kevin McGahern, everybody.
Welcome back, gang.
God, Jesus, Kevin, have you been away?
have in a place that paints your skin a very dark colour. But
you have a grey colour.
Just shy of a hate crime.
You're nearly there.
Yeah. Just don't get me cancelled.
Do they have you dressing as an Oompa Loompa now? Is it on the Dancing with the Stars?
Well, I mean, it's the look. It's like Irish dancing. You need to look a little bit healthy.
This is a fake tan, is it?
This is 100% fake tan. Yeah.
Right, you haven't been away.
I didn't go on holidays in the middle of last week.
Does everyone need to get a fake tan? Genuinely,
I mean, it's definitely encouraged. You look so pale if you don't.
Right,
like you look a bit. Like I was looking at the photos, and I'm looking at a photo here. Yeah, I mean, it looks.
You look very brown in the photos from last night. That's last night, is it?
It is, last night, in the pink,
yeah.
It looks very brown, but otherwise you just look like a pale Irish misty ghost.
That's the thing with Irish people, I suppose, on these shows, that they want you to look a bit more American, or a bit more sort of like showbiz.
Looks like a healthy yank.
How are you?
I'm good, man.
Are you wrecked?
Last week I was absolutely shattered. Like, it was the toughest week of my life. I was an absolute bits. Band jacks my knee. I face planted Laura doing a lift twice. Like, I mean, her head slam on the ground hurt my little knee as well.
You hurt your knee.
I hurt my knee
while you bounced her head off the ground.
I think she
probably came out worse than that
one.
Yeah,
well, I think a lot more people would be upset by Laura's smashed face than my smashed hairy knee.
Yeah, all of our crosses to bear.
They don't have any like fan pages for my knees.
No, but Laura has her fan pages.
Fan pages, yeah.
Tell us how does the preparation work? Because obviously the big night is Sunday, so you're working towards that all the time. You off
so
today?
Monday
is a down day.
I'm straight from practice. There we do like 2 hours on a Monday. It's nice and handy.
Right.
And then the rest of the week is 5 hours a day.
Jaggers.
Yeah.
What time do you go in at?
Depending on your availability, I suppose. That's a boring question.
All right. Okay. Sorry. Boring questions are my bread and butter, Kevin.
What time? What route do you take?
Do you get a bus in or do you get the Lewis? Would they lay on tea and coffee and biscuits for you when you get in?
No, it's not that kind of setup. Move on, Ray.
So whatever time you like. See you tomorrow then, and 5 days a week then, every other day until Sunday night.
Every day. Do you know how many days are in a week?
Seven,
five
usually.
Days. Yeah. And then Saturday is rehearsal, Sunday is shoot day.
Oh, right, okay. So so every single day you're in.
Every single day, baby.
Tell her, who picks the dances? Does your pro that you're working with
pick
the dance?
No, well, I mean, like, the pro choreographs it.
Right.
And we're told the dance and we're told the song.
Okay.
So, and then Laura choreographs it, and then I cry for 4 days, and then I learn it on the fifth day.
Right, and did you know today? Like, what you're doing on Sunday?
Yeah, we started already. Yeah, can't reveal it though.
Okay, because
might reveal it on a different radio station.
I don't mind. What did you do last night?
Last night I went straight to Eddie Rockets. I think it's because
What you dance did you do last night?
Jive. I did the jive to Reet Petit.
Right, and how you did? You got great numbers. 21.
Yeah, we got 21. So Laura was over the moon at that. 777.
And how about you, Kevin? Were you
happy?
I was
over the moon as well.
Okay. What's this story that I was reading about you being drafted in last minute to take someone else's...
God, I don't know. Can we even talk about that?
It's in the paper.
It's in the paper, so I guess we can.
You don't need to tell us who it is, but I would love it if you would.
Well, no. I don't even know who it was, to be honest.
You do, of course.
I don't. I swear to God,
come
I don't.
On.
I
Here's
don't.
The story, right?
Yeah, go on.
This is Twist and Out. Irish reality star booted off top RTE show in shock series after red flag as surprise replacement drafted in. And this is
gotcha journalism at its worst.
I absolutely love it.
After two no-shows,
a third cancellation was the final straw.
See, I don't even know if that's true. I honestly don't know.
You met the girl Laura.
Yeah, she tells me nothing.
Told you who it was before,
Look,
though.
These rumours are tightly bound up. I was Christmas shopping, right?
Right.
I get the call from my agent saying, like, do you want to do Dance with the Stars?
Stars.
I turned to my wife. I said, will I do Dance with Stars? She said, yes.
Yeah.
I say, yes. I go in that day for a costume fitting. The next day, I'm training.
Wow.
Yeah.
That quick a turnaround. Well, that's because you were the last minute drafted in to replace whoever this fellow was showing up and wasn't putting in the work. So who was it?
I can't say a lot. I can say he loves poetry.
Right.
He has very small glasses.
Right.
He looks like a hobbit and he's the president of this country.
Wow. Oh, you could say no. Tight-lipped, zipping the lip and lock it. Okay.
Well, no, he was...
It says reality star. Reality TV star.
Well, he exists in reality. He's a star.
Ah, you got us there. The Irish reality star, but they're not saying who it was.
I honestly, I swear to God, man, not lying to you.
I'm not going to push you. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's Omira Mumba.
It's what?
Omero.
He let the side down. Come on, I want to talk some more about Dancing with the Stars and see what's going on with Kevin McGarren after Rihanna. This is Today FM. Blackstreet, No Diggity, this is AFM, playing the music you love. We're in the studio with Kevin McGarren today.
Did you say Backstreet?
Blackstreet, I said.
Yeah.
Well, that's the name of it, Blackstreet.
Oh, is it? Yeah. I thought it was the Backstreet Boys.
No, it's not the Blackstreet, not the Blackstreet Boys. No, they're the boys from Blackstreet, and they perform a song called No Diggity.
I wasn't listening to the music.
We were chatting. We were actually talking about doing Dance with the Stars and losing weight, because that would be, if ever I had the opportunity to do it, it'd be like, oh, straight away, just for losing weight, it'd be amazing.
That's 100%, like... I am such a lazy man. I've been in and out of gyms for, since college and never committing.
Yeah.
And that was my main reason for doing this. I was like, it's the only way I can lose weight is if I'm paid to do it and I'm the center of attention.
What's the money like? Come here, who was your man that was kicked off for you to do it? How much do you get paid?
You should be waterboarding me before you ask these questions.
That's what my interviews generally people say. It feels like waterboarding.
Conversational waterboarding.
You can see it in your face though, the weight loss. Like, you don't have any of the Christmas like I do. I've got like 15 years worth of Christmas bloat.
I used to be able to like really grab on to the sides of my body, and now it's getting harder and harder every week.
Has your missus noticed? Has she said?
A few people have noticed as well. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
They just assume I have a disease.
Yeah, it's a good one to tell them. Martin King told us that once. He lost a load of weight, and he says, "Yeah, I'm dying."
She's my looking for you. Yeah, dark sense of humor.
It's very, very, very dark sense of humor. Yeah,
dark man for daytime TV.
I remember when we were interviewing you on the 6 o'clock show. And you said something like, you'd shaved, the beard is back, by the way. You had gotten rid of the beard.
Yeah.
And we said, geez, you look great without the beard. And you said that your mammy, was it your mama told you shave the beard? Or at 34 years of age, you've decided to get rid of the beard or whatever it was. What was the story?
I think I was just creating.
I was
just making up like a BS story just
for daytime television. Yeah, I've been
a big exclusive.
I nearly fell off the couch though when he said 34 years of age. I thought you were our age, but you're a kid.
Yeah, like that's not a nice thing to say to somebody.
How do you? What do you mean?
The amount of people who say like, "Are you not like in your 40s?" I'm like, no, I just behave like an.
You're
old
very
man.
Together.
You're very mature. No, I just never really took care of my body in any way, shape, or form.
Right, you enjoyed yourself.
I drink what I like, and this is the result.
You say with the weight loss on the Dance with the Stars, it's just measurement on pension. You haven't seen it in the scales. You haven't.
I don't have a scales, so I measure my weight by how much I can grab.
Okay,
it's getting lesser and lesser. Soon there'll be nothing to grab at all.
How long are you at it now? Since there was a rehearsal a couple of weeks before Christmas.
Yeah, but 2 weeks before Christmas. And then you've a week off for Christmas and then straight back into it.
Okay. You're doing very well.
Thanks very much, man.
What do you think, how much longer do you reckon you're going to be in? Are you going to go all the way?
I honestly don't know. See, it's down to votes as well, you know. So it's up to the public.
Right.
So it depends how likable I am. And
You are very likable.
Am I, Ray?
Yeah, you are.
I mean, that's compared to you, though.
You're likable. Oh. You're likable, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
You're comparing me to yourself.
Yeah, well, compared to me, everyone's likable. But since you grew the beard back and you lost the weight and you're brown, you're much more likable now.
Thanks very much, man.
you are. So, but I don't know if likability necessarily, because those that dance the best generally do the best, don't they?
Not necessarily. Sometimes really good dancers get knocked out. Sometimes really terrible dancers go nearly all the way.
Yeah.
So it's anyone's game, and the standard is so high this year. Like, everyone is really, really good.
Yeah. Okay.
So I don't know. Haven't a clue. Sure, I'll go as far as I can go.
Do you like it?
I do. Yeah, yeah. I'm really glad I did it.
Okay.
Like, it's a huge challenge. It's the scariest thing I've ever done. It is terrifying, Ray.
What, just get stepping out of your comfort zone, is it, or what?
It's so different to stand up. Like, with stand up, if you mess up a joke, you'll still get a laugh. People love when you mess up and stand up.
Right.
Whereas this, it's live. There's 500,000 people watching. You've got one shot, one opportunity. as Eminem would say, and you can't mess up, man.
And what are you most worried? Like most of us aren't going to notice you putting a step wrong or not using your arms enough or what, or not smiling enough or whatever. Most of us, the rest of us watching in the audience. What is your biggest? Is it dropping her then, or like a big?
Well, yeah, dropping her was
or falling.
Dropping Laura or falling or tripping was a big one. But like, yeah, you just want to do it as well as you did in rehearsal.
Okay.
And when the pressure's on, that's when people mess up, you know.
Does she manage you well? Like, I mean, because she's got a professional background.
Laura is, she's an amazing dancer and a great teacher, and she understands how I learn. Like, I learn in like little chunks, just go over that little chunk, move on to the next chunk. But all the chunks together, and hopefully it's a nice chunky dance.
Would you keep dancing? Will you keep all your chunks once over? I suppose it's only early days yet.
Like, for Christmas, I got Siobhan and myself, like, group jive lessons.
All right.
So, yeah, I'm definitely going to keep it up, I think. It's a great thing to do, and it's something I never, ever would have considered. But if you're out there thinking, like, oh, I wouldn't mind doing a bit of dancing, I heartily encourage you.
Give it a go.
To give it a go.
Lose a few pounds. Where can I do it? I've got a bad back, though. I'm not going to take on dancing as well. You probably don't have time for a gig, do you?
I purposely didn't take any. I've got one in Sligo. When is that?
Oh, JP gave me the dates. What was the dates? Oh, it was the 17th of February.
17th of February in Sligo.
So Funny, Sligo Comedy Festival 2022.
So Funny.
And from the Schlego, got in
Schlego boys.
Polynesia, got in Schlego. Thanks for coming in, man.
Have we time for my big exclusive?
What's your big exclusive?
Well, I know. Look, I want to go the whole way, and I want to play fair. But I did hire a private investigator to look into my competitors.
What?
Yeah, and I dug up some dirt.
Right.
Now your producer JP, I said I'm only allowed to play one of these clips.
All right. Okay.
The rest I'm going to release them on Instagram, but I have a very interesting clip about Shane Byrne, former rugby star.
It involves. Did you sent that on the email?
He's a cheater.
Wait a minute. Hang on. This is scurrilous, scandalous.
It's an exclusive.
Oh my god.
Ray Foley show. So just play the clip there.
Hang on. I've got it here. This is Shane Byrne. Hang on. This is an exclusive with regards to your.
So you're playing this off your phone.
I'm going to play this off the phone. Here, I'm listening.
Shane Byrne, beloved rugby star, tell me, why are you standing in a room full of Russian men operating thousands of computers?
It's all about votes.
So let me get this straight. You're paying Russian tech nerds vast sums of money so they can generate more votes for you and therefore steal the dance competition right from under our noses. That's disgraceful, Shane.
You gotta get the votes in.
Mr. Shane, the computers are running at maximum capacity. You will surely be dancing with stars.
That's it, lads. Keep it up.
Absolutely disgraceful.
An admission of guilt as well.
I mean, I haven't run this past the producer. I thought it'd be better to do it live on the air.
Well, thanks for sharing this with us. We'll pass this on to the newsroom and see if they can do some digging.
As I said, I've got more files.
Really? Okay.
On other
We'll be sure to pass those on
but
as
apparently
well.
Apparently, they were too litigious to play on this show.
Ray Foley.
They were, Kevin. All right, stick around. Today, FM's Cash Machine making the call in just a couple of minutes. And we got Taylor Swift on the way next. Kevin McGarren, you beauty. Taylor Swift, an anti-hero, anti-hero. Today, FM playing the music you love.
Hello.
Lots of love for Kevin. Kevin, he's a nice boy, isn't he?
Isn't he? He's got good looks and a nice personality.
Why did you need to say that in that tone?
It wasn't a judgment call against
you,
Ray.
Oh, my God. Every compliment ever uttered about someone else around me, I take personally. Shane and Nace texted. He says, observation about Kevin McGarren last night on Dancing with the Stars. He's the spirit of a young Nick Knowles. Hips and all from Shane. I see it now, Shane. I see it now.
Oh, my God.
Darlings, we got over 15, nearly 16 grand on the line.
JFM's Cash Machine.
Let's do this thing. We're calling you. Answer within five rings. Tell us the total, the exact total, and you'll win it all. Let's go. Thanks, Ray.
You're welcome, Barry.
One ring. Two rings. Three rings. Four rings.
What?
Five rings.
It would be a very good idea to answer your phone before the postman gets to your door with those January bills, because we did have €15,962.11 on the line. There'll be more than that tomorrow as we roll over the cash amount. Let's also remind you that if you've entered since Friday 5pm, you're already included in that next game, but you will need the correct cash total. The winning continues on Today FM's Cash Machine. Listen to the last word at 5pm to hear that new cash amount, and we could be calling you.
Today FM's Cash Machine.
Boo. We'll do it again after 4:30. Smash Mouth and All Star. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Good afternoon. Ray Foley in the afternoons. And we've a kick-ass prize with thanks. This is the GAA Club Football and Hurling Finals are on the 22nd of January. They're only around the corner. The Club and Football Hurling Finals. You can get tickets on the GAA's website, gaa.ie/tickets. Well, it's Club Lives Forever, JP. Actually, speaking of club, it's all based around your local club on our competition and giveaway this week. To begin with the chance of winning, we want you to nominate your club's MVP. Do they win now, or does the MVP win?
Well, I think the MVP should win, right?
Nominate your MVP. So yeah, the person in your club who's washing the jerseys, kicking asses and taking names on the sidelines.
Driving the bus everywhere, yeah.
Saturday morning, 6 o'clock in the morning.
Cutting those orange slices.
Sending the group WhatsApps, making sure everyone's in tip-top and ship-shape. We want you to nominate your club's MVP. Who is the person in your club that the club just wouldn't function without them? That does amazing work all year long. And we want to give them the recognition and the love that they deserve on air this afternoon and indeed every day this week. Nominate your club's MVP. Tell us what's so special about them. 0874 100 102. And every day this week, we're giving away a GAA Go 2023 season pass, so you can watch 38 games live or on demand during the 2023 GAA Championship. And a €250 O'Neill's voucher as well. And an overall prize, an end of week prize, of a mural painted by artist Ted Case at your school or GAA clubhouse. If you want to get in to win, nominate the MVP, please. Or want to get them in to win, 0874 100 102.
Ray Foley.
We want one MVP this afternoon and every afternoon this week. Text in now, 0874 100 102. Stick around, we got Jax Jones next. Megan Trainor, Major Look, this is Today FM. Play the music you love. Good afternoon. Welcome to Monday. Raymond Foley is my name. And friends, welcome to the little broadcast. I'm Ray, there's JP.
Hello.
I've been singing that song. It's ridiculous. You hear it once.
It runs its way in, doesn't it?
Yeah. Megan Trainor, would you just get out of my head, please? I was singing, and I never get the words right. So I could get my Gucci on, isn't it?
Have my Gucci on.
So I got my Gucci on and my Louis Vuitton, okay?
I could have my Gucci on. I go in my Louis Vuitton.
Now I've got it all right up to that point.
Right.
And then it becomes a totally different song. Huh? Do you remember the Noisettes and Never Forget You, the song?
Oh, yeah.
Now again, of course, don't come at me. It's a similar genre, right?
Watch you drinking.
The other one, never forget you.
I'm sorry, I'm a little late.
That's not the bit. I'll skim on.
So glad you're back again. I'll never forget you.
Great song.
They said we never make it. My sweet joy. Always remember me.
So all weekend,
mm-hmm,
I've been singing Meghan Trainor to start with her Louis Vuitton. Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous, lads. All right, the GAA Club and Football Hurling Club Football and Hurling Finals on the 22nd of January. We'll have a winner in a couple of minutes on Today FM. Joe Carey and Tom Grennan and Lionheart. This is Today FM. Play the music you love. Hey, good afternoon. It's Monday, Blue Monday. You feeling blue? Feeling moody blue?
I feel pretty good. Yeah.
Who was it texted? Kelly's feeling a bit moody and blue this afternoon. She said, Ray Foley, stop this at once. You're killing me! ! I'm going to be mashing Meghan Trainor and the Noisettes for the whole last word. # earworm from Kelly. Oh yeah, this is Meghan Trainor being mashed into the Noisettes. And what's this? I never forget you.
I could
could have my Gucci on.
It's basically the same song. That's why I'm singing like this.
I could wear my Louis Vuitton. But even with my sweet joy, always remember me.
As I remember that. Hey, great news, though.
What?
Blue and Moody Blue Tuesday. Blue Monday today. Moody Blue Tuesday. We've got a lovely prize to give away every day this week and a kick at a mural at the end of the week. This is all with thanks to the GAA and the club football and hurling finals are on the 22nd of January. GAA.ie/tickets for tickets. When it's club, it lives forever. Every day this week, we've got a GAA Go 2023 season pass. You can watch 38 games live or on demand during the 2023 GAA Championship and a €250 O'Neill's voucher. We want you to nominate that person in your GAA club who's just amazing. Let me read this one, actually. Hang on.
Two, yeah.
They're all lovely. Loads of them. Aisling sent this in. She's nominating Edel. Hang on one second.
All right, okay.
Let me call Edel. It's ringing.
Hello,
Edel. Hello, Edel Neary. It's Ray Foley calling Today FM. How are you?
Hi, Ray. How are you?
I'm good. You're even gooder, though. Well, apparently you're a total legend, according to Aisling O'Brien. We're doing this GAA giveaway every day this week for its 2023 season pass on GAA Go and a €250 O'Neill's voucher. And it's going to the legends of the club. And you are, by all accounts, an absolute MVP, a complete and total legend in your club. This is what Aisling says about you. Our Camogie club, Ballinan County Tipperary MVP, Izzy Dell. She's an absolute legend. She coaches, arranges games locally and with other clubs. She washes the jerseys, drives the girls to and from training and matches. She's fantastic. Without her, our club wouldn't be what it is. Best of all, she's one of the kindest and most encouraging people I know in sport. The girls in the club are so lucky to have her. She deserves the recognition and the prize. Lots of love to Edel from Aisling O'Brien in Ballinagh, County Tipperary. What have you got to say to that, Edel?
Oh my God, Ray, it's the nicest thing. It's so nice to be recognised as a volunteer. You know, I do it. I think it's great to have girls in sport.
Yeah.
I do it for that reason, really, primarily. But this is just a fabulous recognition and really wasn't expecting it.
Well, this is another reason to do it now, because we've got the €250 O'Neill's voucher, we've got the GAA Go, and an overall prize at the end of the week. We're putting you in to win this, a mural painted by the artist Ed Gates at the GAA school or at the clubhouse. So, well, would you like your face painted up on the wall? Well, you can choose anything, but it doesn't necessarily have to be your face if you don't want it to be, all right?
No, I think something about girls in sport would be better.
Much more appropriate. Listen, you've been fantastic. Congratulations and fair play. Well done, madam. Yeah. You absolute legend.
Thanks so much. And a shout out to Aisling. I really appreciate being recognised.
Well, lots of love from Aisling. We'll get that prize out to you. Listen, congratulations. Have a lovely day.
Thank you very much, Ray.
Cheers, Edel. All the best. Bye. More chances to win through the week right here.
Okay.
This is Today FM with Jesse J. I'm playing the music you love. Cha-ching. Bling. We're out of time, unfortunately, guys. Yeah, the clock is again, once again, cheated by Father Time. Run down the clock. We gotta go, but I got some great news.
What's happened?
I just got some great news.
Yeah?
Matt Cooper is on the way next.
He's very good.
He'll have a new total for you on the Today FM cash machine as well. Stick around for that. So much we didn't get to do on the show today.
No.
Yeah, I swear to God, we didn't get to do Financing with the Stars. Where RTE unveiled their hot new show where the dancers from Dancing with the Stars offer the public financial advice
I'd
in
watch that.
Financing with the Stars. And we didn't get to do Cavan McGahern.
Huh?
Cavan McGahern.
Right.
Where we talk to Cavan's leading Kevin McGahern impressionist. Hang on, isn't Kevin McGahern from Cavan himself?
Well, it just so happens that the impression goes to Cavan also, right?
He goes by the stage name Cavan McGahern. Maybe
we get to that tomorrow, please God.
Hey, have a lovely evening. Enjoy the last words. We'll talk to you tomorrow from 2. Ray Foley.